Just 2 months into 2021, the numbers are trending in that same direction. The BC Coroner Service is reporting 165 overdose deaths in January. That's the highest number ever for that month. That stat is due to the increasing toxicity of the drug supply. UBC Okanagan is now providing a confidential drug checking service. Daybreak's Dana Kelly met up with the Campus Health Harm Reduction Team to find out how it works.
Every fentanyl sample we've seen over the last month, I want to say, has also had benzodiazepines in it, which is really, really dangerous. That's a huge problem. I'm Lauren Earth, and I'm a campus health specialist at UBC Okanagan, and I'm also a doctoral student in nursing there. When benzodiazepines are combined with fentanyl, they won't respond to naloxone. You can't reverse that overdose with Narcan. So they're acting on the same receptors. They can cause overdose even easier because of the sedative effects of them. So it's definitely a dangerous mix that's out there right now. And we're finding that across the communities we're in and across the province too.
So we're here at Living Positive. You've now launched a new drug checking program here. Can you describe to me how it works?
This is in partnership with Interior Health, and we use it's called an FTIR machine, and we use that alongside fentanyl and benzodiazepine test strips. And the idea is that someone brings in a sample of their drug. We place that on the lens of the FTIR machine, and it sends a reading to our laptop, and we kind of describe that as like the fingerprint of the sample. So anything that's present in 5 to 10% or greater concentration in that sample, we're able to find that from what we see on the laptop there. And so then we also use the fentanyl and benzodiazepine test strips, because sometimes those can be present in smaller concentrations but still have some pretty serious consequences if someone's going to use that drug. So, and then we tell clients about the results.
Hi, I'm Thomas. I'm one of the drug checking technicians with the UBCO Campus Health Project. So I run the FTIR, and I analyze the samples.
Walk me through how you actually analyze the samples. Let's go through this step by step.
All right, so we get samples packaged a certain way. So they come with a piece of paper that kind of tells us a background behind the sample. And then we get it packaged in a piece of tin foil like this. And so what we'll do is we take a look, see what it is expected to be, and then we will open up the sample, place it on the FTIR here, and then we will run the machine, and it'll give us a spectrum that we can then analyze to kind of pick out different components and determine if what is expected to be in here is in here, and also if there are any kind of clear contaminants that might be in there.
What do you find them contaminated with?
It just depends on where it's being purchased from. So if other people are selling other drugs and it's contaminated through the surfaces, it can be very dangerous. And then I can use the machine to remove certain samples. So it'll, like certain drugs, so it'll hit with a drug. I'll take a look, see if I think that is an accurate representation within the spectrum it's given me, and then I'll move on to the next highest component. So usually with a sample like this, we're expecting it to just come back as one. So once I'll remove that, we're expecting it to be just a flat baseline, and then we run the strips, and that's it. We can move on to the next sample.
My name's Sean. I'm a registered nurse by trade, but I'm volunteering with the harm reduction team, just kind of assisting with the FTIR, learning it as well. But currently, right now, I'm running the test strips. So when we get something that people are expecting as down or heroin, we do a fentanyl test strip and we do a benzodiazepine test strip, because there are limitations to the FTIR. Generally, there has to be between 5 and 10% for it to be able to pick something up in there. And because of how strong these drugs are, we need something to be able to pick up if there's anything in there. So in these test strips, we'll find if there's anything in there at all, as far as benzodiazepines and fentanyl.
How often are you finding fentanyl and benzodiazepines in the samples these days?
Predominantly, the samples we'll receive are either methamphetamine or fentanyl samples. Those are two, like, of the majority of samples we get. A lot of the fentanyl samples, I think Sean was reading a statistic for recently, and it was something like 50% were testing positive for benzos, I think that was
just July 2020. There's about 15% of samples have benzos in them, and then in December 2020 it was up to 50%.
That's pretty concerning.
Yeah,
it got to the point where so many of the technicians were picking up benzodiazepines that the basically we were sending out drug alerts through Interior Health, and we were sending out so many alerts that Interior Health basically just put out the month-long alert for opioid samples containing benzodiazepines. So when we get samples like that that are concerning, they will put out alerts and they'll notify other partner organizations that what the sample looks like, what is suspected to be in there, and kind of how you can minimize the risk associated with using those samples.
I think it's super concerning seeing the drug supply right now. And, you know, the coroner's report from 2020 showed a massive increase in the amount of overdose deaths. And we're already seeing that the numbers from January and February are even larger than 2020's numbers. So we know that this is a problem that's not going away, and we need to find novel ways to address it. And I think ultimately, like, decriminalization and providing safe supply are some key points to being able to address this. And until that happens, drug checking is a great way to provide people with information about what is in their substances. So it's really great we're able to offer this service to the community, and I'm hopeful that we can expand our services with more funding and support and that sort of thing. But yeah, at the moment with the drug supply being this toxic, I think COVID has a big part to play in that, with a lot of the supply chain being cut off, people becoming more creative about the fillers that they're adding. And the number one thing for us from a public health perspective is that we're providing people with the information they need to be able to use their drugs in a lower risk way and to prevent those overdose deaths.
That was Lauren Erth speaking with the CBC's Dana Kelly. You also heard there the voices of Thomas Poole and Sean Garden. They're all members of UBC Okanagan's Campus Health Harm Reduction Team. Anyone looking for more information on the drug checking service can call or text 250-864-1431.